it's going to be a big deal for them. I know I've talked to the mayor over there a couple times. Mm-hmm. He's pretty excited about that project. I think everybody really is, to get some sidewalks along State Road 67, give people a good place to be able to walk as well. So, yeah, those really are the main big ones right now that we have in Knox County. Of course, I say use 511 if you see any signs popping up. You can click on the road, the area where we have a project coming up, and you can see exactly what's going on. So we'll probably have more projects popping up in the next month or so. We start a little late, it feels like, here in Knox County. It seems like everybody else kind of starts a little earlier, but Knox County, we kind of get going a little later, and you know, we kind of get into June, I think, when we really start popping off a lot of the projects, like mm-hmm. pipe replacements and that kind of thing.
Right, and you know, yeah, it's wet in April, so you know, you probably lose some days if you count on April so much. So
yeah, and you know, I'm not for sure. I'm sure that's part of it, and you know, just the cold weather still kind of hopping in and out. You know, it's interesting to me how every NDOT district does things a little different, and down here we start a little later. It all works out pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so those are some of the projects. Again, safety zones will be popping up, and keep an eye on that. Put the cell phones away.
Yeah, buckle up, phones down. You know, that's our big new initiative, so make sure you're buckled up. Make sure your phone is not in your hand, not in your eyesight when you're driving. We're really trying to reduce the number of crashes we have in the state. So, yeah, be sure to drive safe and distractor-free.
All right. Appreciate you coming in today.
Always a pleasure.
And I look forward to seeing you next month.
Yeah, hopefully we will be coming off of not having power out all night.
Okay. So. All right. Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Stay tuned. Midday Edition is next on WAOV.
Getting after those weeds and a win for Indiana's corn producers. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. It was dry over the weekend, but cool temperatures kept soils a bit too wet in most areas to get out and do much to prepare for planting. East Central Indiana Pioneer agronomist Brian Schrader says weeds aren't helping with dry down either. He says there's often this prevailing thought of,
well, if I go out there and I work the field, I can get it to dry out faster. And in theory, I think that sounds good. In application, it oftentimes doesn't turn out that way. And with the amount of weeds, especially the winter annuals that we have right now, I'm afraid that the size and the amount that we have of those weeds, to go out there and just try to work the ground right now, I don't know that we're going to be very successful at improving our situation.
Trader says in order to fight this, there will need to be some herbicide intervention.
And specifically, I think glyphosate and 2,4-D is what's going to be required. And I understand that that will limit the amount of time it takes for us to be able to plant when it does dry up, because you do need to wait on that label for 2,4-D to be able to go back in and plant. But I think that's an important tool in our toolbox that we have to use if we're going to try to get through these winter annuals and really have a good seed bed for corn and soybeans.
The good news, if you want to look for the silver lining, is that it's still early.
Even with the need to wait because of a reentry interval on a herbicide application, we're still well in our window to have very good, or have the potential for very good corn yields in 2024.
Hear more from Pioneer's Brian Schrader in the Full Hat interview at HoosierAgToday.com, and get in touch with your Pioneer agronomist by visiting pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Keystone Cooperative is centered on delivering the farmer-owned cooperative of the future, starting today. We are owned and operated by more than 10,000 Hoosier farmers, centered on the valued relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
In what's now becoming an annual tradition for the EPA, they've issued another emergency fuel waiver to allow E15 to be sold during this summer's driving season. C.J. Miller has more.
Probably about 400 million gallons of E15 sales occurred last summer. We would expect similar numbers or even larger numbers this summer.
And that's Jeff Cooper, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. He says the move will not only give a boost to ethanol producers and corn growers, but it will also provide drivers with relief at the pump this summer. Supply issues have been created by the ongoing Ukraine war and conflict in the Middle East. He also says fuel supplies are being impacted by Saudi Arabia and other OPEC countries who have pulled back on their oil production. Plus, he says Americans are using far more fuel than ever before.
So EPA is looking at all of those factors and using its authority under the Clean Air Act to declare emergency conditions for this summer and effectively waiving the volatility requirements for E15.
Cooper says the E15 will help offset rising gas prices this summer as more folks hit the roads for vacation.
That fuel is typically priced 25 to 30 cents below E10. So drivers that are frequenting those 3,500 stations that sell E15 today are saving a lot of money when they pull up to the pump.
The EPA's emergency waiver follows similar waivers that were issued last year and the year before. I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
This is WAOV's Midday Edition. With Tom Lee.
A breezy 62 degrees currently in Vincennes. Good morning. Welcome into Midday Edition from the WAOV studios. I am your host, Tom Lee. This is a complete look at news, weather, sports, and more as we head all the way up to Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. That's coming up at 12:06 right here on WAOV. It is a pleasure to be with you. I am Tom Lee, your host for the next half an hour plus for Midday Edition. Let's go ahead right now and take your first look at news from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee with a look at news for Midday Edition on this Tuesday, the 23rd of April, 2024. Vincennes city officials will hold two sessions on Thursday afternoon to discuss regular stops for Van Gogh in the city. Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum says the issue came from community comments about the use of city help funding.
That all came out of the help designation where we had public meetings and people said that we need more public transportation.
And Mayor Yoakum describes some of the places that are already on the list of proposed regular Van Gogh stops.
Obvious places like the high-rises, hospital, JC's, Walmart, the obvious places are already listed.
And currently, Van Gogh is a point-to-point service or contracted service for community use. Details on a standard Van Gogh bus route could be finalized when a standard route is formed. River levels across the area are rapidly dropping from minor flood levels seen through last week. The White River at Edwardsport has already gone back below 10 feet right now. It crested last week and nearly 6 feet over flood stage. And at Petersburg, the White is back to 11 feet. It had been nearly 6 feet above flood crest last week. The Wabash River at Vincennes will drop back below flood stage today after steady levels just above that level. And at Mount Carmel, the Wabash is 2 feet over flood stage and falling and back below bankfall starting tomorrow. Those living in low-lying flooded areas of the Wabash should see some high water conditions start dropping in the next couple of days. The city of Petersburg is under a boil order until further notice. That word from the city of Petersburg about 3 this morning. Petersburg residents complained of low water pressure due to problems with the water system. City officials are looking into the problem at this point. Jobless rates in the area continue climbing along with the state of Indiana's overall rate. Knox County's jobless rate of 3.8%. That was 0.8 higher than March of 2023 and among the higher ones in the area. Among the lower ones in the area and the state, Gibson County, with the state's lowest jobless rate of 3%, still 0.7 over last year. Davies County at 3.1%. That is 0.6 up from a year ago. Martins County March unemployment, 3.4%, 0.4 higher than last year. Among the lowest increases in Pike County, 0.2 higher than last year, 3.6, although we're well under the 4.1% rate in Indiana. A couple of counties over that, Sullivan and Greene County, both of them at 5% in March, the figures from the Indiana Department of Workforce Development. A Chicago woman was arrested during a Gibson County traffic stop for speeding on U.S. 41. A Gibson County sheriff's deputy smelled the odor of burnt marijuana coming from the vehicle. 25-year-old Tatiana Joseph faces charges of possession of marijuana and also operating a vehicle without ever receiving a valid operator's license. The final GOP governor's debate is set for tonight in Indianapolis on the IUPUI campus. All six Republican candidates plan to attend, and the debate will start at 7. You can still be involved in the debate if you wish. Voters may submit questions online at IndianaDebateCommission.com. Again, IndianaDebateCommission.com if you wish to submit questions for tonight's session. A Sky War and training session set for tonight in Martin County. That'll be from 6 until 8 p.m. at 2660 U.S. 50 in Lagodi. The training session will be conducted by the National Weather Service Indianapolis office, and it's free to the public. No registration required. The session will last a couple of hours. Among the topics to be presented, basic radar understanding, identifying severe weather cloud features, spotter location, and also reporting criteria. And Indiana State Comptroller Elise Nishala joined 15 other state financial officers, including Indiana State Treasurer Daniel Elliott, in a letter directed to the Bank of America addressing growing reputation for debanking customers based on religious or political reasons. Nishala argues Bank of America has a track record of doing that. Among other things, she would like for them to update their terms of service to include a commitment not to discriminate against customers based on religious or political views. You're listening to Midday Edition. Stay with us. We'll take a look at the weather forecast, along with a look at sports and another check of news and a whole lot more. It's all coming up within the next 10 minutes on WAOV.
As a caregiver, remember it's important to prioritize your own physical, mental, and emotional health. This is Tina McIntosh, president of Joy's House and co-host of the Caregiver Crossing radio program. In a moment, I'll explain how looking out for yourself isn't about being selfish. It's being sensible.
At Cardon Senior Living Communities, you'll find our team share a commitment to enhancing the lifestyle and well-being of the people we serve every day at every stage of life.
You simply can't always be the best version of you on this caregiving journey. As cliche as it may sound, connecting with others who share your experience is my number one recommendation for caregivers. You'll soon realize you're not alone, and in the process, discover a much-needed network of aid and compassion. More tips like this are available anytime at caregivercrossingradio.org. With new weekly content created by Joy's House and distributed in partnership with Network Indiana, we're an on-air and online support group for Hoosier family caregivers. Hear conversations with experts, access the library of online education, and more at caregivercrossingradio.org.
Let The Original Company Incorporated help your business by getting the word out. Whether your business needs marketing research, public relations, website design, print, broadcast, or even internet advertising, rely on the technical research and expertise of The Original Company. Go online to originalcompany.com. With numerous radio stations serving southwestern Indiana and southeastern Illinois, plus their associated worldwide websites, as well as organizing vendor events and TOC direct mail, we've got you covered. Let us prove to you advertising works. Again, go to originalcompany.com.
Blistering offense.
Swing a high fly ball. This is well struck. Deep into left field. Get up, baseball. Get up. Get up. Oh, yeah. Two-run home run for...
for tip futures, and the Aces take a 2-1 lead.
Stellar defense.
Ground ball left side. Sherry comes charging. He gloves on the run, fires the first, just in time for an Aces winner.
This is Evansville Purple Aces Baseball.
Here on 97.3, 97.7, and 1450 WAOV.
Let's check the life and death report now from WAOV. A private burial is being planned for a later date for Isla Rose Abrasart. She passed away at the age of 98 on April the 20th. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is in charge of those arrangements. Funeral services for 79-year-old Nancy Tripp will be conducted. That will take place with services tomorrow at 11 at Memorial Park Cemetery. Tripp passed away on April the 14th. Visitation 4 until 8 this evening. And burial will follow the service tomorrow in the Memorial Park Cemetery. Funeral services for 51-year-old John Lindsay of Bicknell will be conducted with services to be held at Frederick and Son McClurod Funeral Home starting at 1 p.m. Lindsay passed away on April the 18th. Visitation to the time of the service. Burial will be in the Freelandville Cemetery with online condolences at frederickandson.com. Monetary contributions may be made to help defray funeral expenses. And funeral services for 78-year-old Charles Boyd of Vincennes will be conducted. That will be at 1 o'clock on Thursday. That'll be at Duesterberg Frederick Funeral Home. Boyd passed away on April the 14th. Visitation to the time of the service. And burial will be with military graveside honors in Memorial Park Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Mr. Boyd was a military veteran of the United States Army. More obituary information available anytime at WAOVAM.com. The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. A partly cloudy day today with some showers by late afternoon, a high near 67. Showers for tonight. Look for a low near 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 56, and sunny at 59 on Thursday. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, weekday mornings at 10 on WAOV. Here's a look at sports from Midday Edition on WAOV. Lincoln baseball team got 5 in the 5th and win it over North Knox yesterday at North Knox, 7-2 the final. Jace Kennett got the win for the Alices, going 6 and striking out 9. Caden McCrary had a big day with 4 hits, including a home run. Brady Anderson and Raiden Benson, each with 2 RBI for Lincoln. They're at 7-3 now on the season. Eli Elkins had a pair of hits. Brax Yenny and Corbin Jones each drove in a run for North Knox. They're 4-8 so far. The Lincoln softball team rallied in the bottom of the 7th, but it came up short as Evansville Modern Day held on to win 6-5 over the Lady Alices. Sophomore Miley Carey Frederick continued to swing a really hot bat with 5 RBIs for Lincoln. All 5 of the RBIs Lady Alices had in the game. Lincoln slips to 5-6, 2-1, though, in the SIAC. In 9 innings, South Knox softball team lost 11-9 to Robinson. Lily Culp led the Spartans with a pair of homers. Allie Sims added 2 hits, 1 a home run, and drove in 3. The South Knox tennis team wins 5-0 over Sullivan. South Knox winners in singles, Abby Cunningham, Allie Hayden, and Grace Arnold. Doubles wins for Caroline Beard and also Grace Carey, as well as Reagan Harrington and Anna Provine's number 2 doubles. Lincoln track teams lost to Princeton last night to boys meet. The individual first place is Daniel Nash in the shot put, Aiden Fleetwood in the high jump, Brody Francis in the 3,200 meters, and in the girls meet, Greer Harden first in the high jump, McKenna Poyser, 3,200-meter run, and Olivia Eaton in the discus. North Knox Junior High boys track team was third in triangular meet, WRV 67, Shackamack 46, North Knox 35. First place finishes for Dorth Knox, Malcolm Hoppin in 300-meter hurdles and 200-meter dash, Sam Goodwin in the shot put, and also the 4x100-meter relay team, also a winner. Clark Middle School softball team beat North Knox 13-7. Olivia Lang with four hits and drove in three runs. Jacqueline Miller had four hits. Clark won the B game 17-2. Marcy Luchtefeld with three hits. Lincoln golf team beat Evansville Harrison and Evansville Central. The Alices with a 159, Central 196, Harrison 237. Dusty Taylor actually paced Lincoln with a 35 and was medalist for that meet. WAOV sports calendar today, weather permitting. Lincoln baseball team hosts Castle at 6. That one on WUZR 105.7, live stream at WZDM.com. Lincoln softball team at North Posey at 6. South Knox baseball team at Northeast Dubois at 5:30. South Knox tennis team will host Gibson Southern at 5:30. South Knox softball team versus White River Valley at 5:30. That one at home. South Knox track team runs at Gibson Southern at 6. North Knox baseball team will host Lawrenceville at 6. Same for the North Knox softball team. They will entertain Lawrenceville at 6. Revee tennis team at Wood Memorial at 5:30. Nolan Gorman drilled a two-run homer, a walk-off in the bottom of the ninth last night. It's Cardinals win 5-3 over the Arizona Diamondbacks in St. Louis. Cardinals now 10-13 on the season. Paul Goldschmidt homered against his former team as well. By the way, the walk-off two-run shotman Nolan Gorman ended an 0-for-19 slump at the plate. Ryan Helsley gets the win. Steven Matz will go against the Diamondbacks tonight for the Cardinals. You can hear the game again right here on WAOV. That's a look at sports. I'm Tom Lee reporting for WAOV Sports.
Bobcat of Davies County has exciting offers for spring. Underway now for the ground maintenance division. Now through April 30th, purchase a mower and get any pair of in-stock Oakley sunglasses for free. Buy a compact tractor and get a loader, set of forks, and a pair of Oakleys for free. Stop by the dealership today for all the details on these fantastic offers. Highway 50 East, just 1 mile east of Washington, off I-69. Or call 812-254-7070. But hurry, these deals end April 30th. Bobcat of Davies County. Wow. That's one tough animal.
Hey guys, this is Ramsey personality Rachel Cruz. Making your first budget can seem daunting, especially if you're a spender, but it doesn't have to be. On The Ramsey Show, we'll show you how to give every dollar a name and take back control of your greatest wealth-building tool, your income.
Catch The Ramsey Show here on WAOV, News Knox County, 97.7 FM and AM 1450.
Here at News Talk WAOV, we try to keep you up to date on what's going on around the city of Vincennes. And we continue that effort with live coverage of Vincennes City Council meetings broadcast in their entirety on the second and fourth Mondays of each month at 6 on News Talk WAOV. So when you want to find out what's going on around the city of Vincennes and the things that affect you, listen every second and fourth Monday starting at 6 for live coverage of Vincennes City Council on WAOV.
Hi, this is Ed Ballinger. Join me weekday mornings from 10 until 11:30 on the WAOV Morning Chat here at 97.7, 97.3 FM and 1450 AM. It's a program where we talk to community leaders as well as those having an event or a particular program. The WAOV Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, where your friends and neighbors meet at 97.7, 97.3 FM and 1450 AM.
A windy 63 in Vincennes. This is Midday Edition right here from the WAOV studios. Time now for another look at news for this hour and from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes City Council has approved on all three readings an amendment to clarify the city's use of longevity pay. The amendment allows for police and fire officers returning to the city force within 1 year to do it at the same pay level they left. It also allows for similar arrangements to be made for lateral transfers to the city police and fire departments from a similar department from another city. City council members backed the ordinance as being good for the city and its police and fire departments. Council passed the amendment on all three readings unanimously. Washington police arrested a Washington couple for felony counterfeiting warrants and drug charges while at the residence of 44-year-old Michael Barnard and 43-year-old Nicole Barnard. Police spotted narcotics in plain view. During a search of the residence, police found about 4.5 grams of suspected crystal methamphetamine paraphernalia and a controlled substance. Both were arrested on counterfeiting warrants and new charges of possession of methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, possession of paraphernalia, and maintaining a common nuisance. Also arrested, 32-year-old Caitlin Ross of Washington on charges of criminal trespass, possession of methamphetamine, possession of paraphernalia, and visiting a common nuisance. Spring and fall are called transitional seasons for a reason. This week is a perfect example of that, according to weather experts. Sunday started the week with chilly temperatures near freezing, creating the need for that frost advisory. But now the forecast is turning a corner. Today continues that warming trend, with temperatures making their way into the 60s, with the temperature gauge forecast to get into the 70s, possibly even 80. By the end of the weekend. Well, this is the middle night of the five-night Civitan radio auction on 92.1 WZDM. It's the 69th year for the auction to raise funds for the Vincennes Civitan Club. Dwayne Chatton is one of the Civitan auctioneers, and Chatton reminds everyone both sides of the bid spectrum are represented, including some bids for items that come in above retail.
They don't really mind paying for some items a little more than retail because, once again, they know it's going to be right invested in the community very quickly, and they just enjoy the fun. Now, on the other hand, you can get some Civitan bargains.
And Chatton also gives the process toward determining the winning bidder for an auction item.
We have volunteers that run that into the broadcasters. We will read your bid. Whoever has that top bid, when the auctioneer thinks we've got good value out of it, you will get it.
And the Civitan radio auction runs nightly, 7 to 9:30 each evening from tonight.
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is available to all children in Knox County from birth through the age of 5. Register online at imaginationlibrary.com.
Stocks, crude, livestock, and grains and oil seeds all work higher. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Tuesday Midday Farm Market Update. The gains in ag markets continue today, although we're just above even at midday, so no turnaround Tuesday, at least not yet. And even though planting progress is ahead of schedule, plenty of delays loom with wet forecasts. Midday corn, May 442 and a half, is up 2 3/4. July 452, that's a 2 1/4 gain. And Dease up 2 1/4 at 474 3/4. May beans 3 1/4 up at 1164 1/4. July up 2 3/4, 1179 1/4. Novi unchanged at 1171 3/4. 2 cents higher, May wheat 572 1/4. And in livestock, June live cattle 25 up at 178.30. June lean hogs 106.47 up 97. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Area Insurance Weather Center. Some showers likely late afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 67. Some showers ending tonight, low near 46, and then for tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 66 and 69 on Thursday. Get a new perspective on the issues of today. It's Crosstalk, today at 3 on WAOV.
You're listening to the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM and 1450 AM WAOV Vincennes and 97.3 FM WAOV Washington.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Campus chaos spreading during Passover. NYPD suspects agitators are funding the tent camps. 133 arrested NYU last night. Donald Trump arriving for his New York trial says it's a mess and it's on President Biden.
It starts with Joe Biden, but the signals he puts out are so bad. And I can tell you, he's no friend of Israel, that's for sure. And he's no friend of the Arab world either.
President Biden says he denounces anti-Semitism, but also denounces people who don't know what's going on with the Palestinians. Protests today from Berkeley to Vanderbilt to Rice to Tufts. A hearing before today's Trump trial, whether to fine or jail the former president over claims that he violated his gag order 10 times. Pent-up demand for a new house. New home sales jumped a surprising 8.8% in March. America is listening to Fox News.
Thank you for being here on Midday Edition from the WAOV studios. 1201 at WAOV, and time now for another look at news from the WAOV News Center. I'm Tom Lee reporting. Vincennes City officials will hold two sessions. That will be Thursday afternoon to discuss regular stops for Van Gogh in the city. Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakam says the issue came from community comments about the use of city help funding.
That all came out of the help designation where we had public meetings and people said that we need more public transportation.
And Mayor Yoakam described some of the places that are already on the list of proposed regular Van Gogh stops.
Obvious places like the high-rises, hospital, JC's, Walmart, the obvious places already listed.
And currently, Van Gogh is a point-to-point service or contracted service for community use. Details on a standard Van Gogh bus route would be finalized if and when a standard route is formed. River levels across the area are rapidly dropping right now. The White River at Edwardsport back to 10 feet at this point, 11 feet right now at Petersburg. Both had been about 6 feet over flood stage at one point. The Wabash River at Vincennes also dropping back below flood stage today after city levels the last week just above flood stage. Right now, the Mount Carmel will be back below bank full starting tomorrow. At this point, still 2 feet over flood stage. The city of Petersburg is under a boil order until further notice. That word came out from the city of Petersburg this morning. Petersburg residents have complained about low water pressure due to problems with the water system. City officials are looking into it at this point. Jobless rates in the area are still climbing, along with the state of Indiana's overall rate. Knox County's jobless rate, 3.8%. That's 0.8 higher than it was in March of 2023, and one of the higher ones in the area now. Gibson County led the state with the lowest jobless rate at 3%, still 7/10 over last year. Davies County at 3.1%, 6/10 over last year. Martin County, 3.4%, Pike County, 3.6%. All counties, though, that are mentioned well below the 4.1% rate in the state of Indiana. Sullivan and Greene County over that rate, though, both right now at 5% and up from where they were 1 year ago. Those figures, by the way, are presented by the Indiana Department of Workforce Development. It is 12:04. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins is on the way at 12:06. This is Midday Edition on WAOV.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer your day. And Menards offers a variety of appliances for every part of your home. Criterion has refrigerators, dishwashers, ranges, washers, and dryers built to help make your life simpler. No matter how busy your life is, Criterion appliances are ready when you are. Save big money on all Criterion appliances. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now in our weekly flyer.
Save big money at Menards.
Had enough of these rhinos? Republicans in name only. Fake conservatives who betray us every chance they get. Like Rhino Mark Messmer. Career politician Mark Messmer's been in office since 2008, where he raised our taxes, voted against Indiana's abortion ban, and was kicked out of leadership. too establishment for the establishment. And Mexico Mark Messmer authored bills to give illegals in-state tuition and driver's licenses. Then there's Broken Budgets Rhino John Hostetler, 12 years in the D.C. swamp. On Hostetler's watch, the national debt grew by nearly $4 billion. He voted against the balanced budget amendment and term limits. Rhino's Mark Messmer and John Hostetler, everything that's wrong with Washington. It's time to tell them no. Richard Moss, pro-life, pro-Trump, and America First. He'll end Biden's illegal immigration nightmare and bring fiscal sanity back to Washington. Real conservative Richard Moss for Congress.
I am Dr. Richard Moss, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Moss for Congress.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. A partly cloudy day today with some showers by late afternoon, a high near 67. Showers for tonight. Look for a low near 46. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high of 56, and sunny at 59 on Thursday. It's